countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, 2 months ago, a dairy farmer from the Midlands was watching the 9 o'clock news, and one story, a report from famine-stricken Yemen, stopped him in his tracks.
When coronavirus and conflict collide, this is what it looks like. Yemen's health system on the brink of collapse after 5 years of war, now also battling COVID-19. UNICEF has called Yemen the worst place in the world to be a child. Five-year-old Salwa has known nothing but conflict. She has suffered brain damage because of malnutrition. Salwa's father, Ibrahim, says they are trapped by coronavirus and the war. They often go 2 or 3 days without any food at all, and even then he can only feed her sugar and water. He can no longer afford any medical help for his daughter, he says. It is estimated that Yemen already has at least 1 million cases of coronavirus.
It feels like the end. It feels like a calamity. They think the world has forgotten them. Unless action is taken straight away, we are going to see a tragedy of globally catastrophic proportions.
Well, the farmer watching that piece, and we all remember watching it, was well-known Longford dairy farmer Mike McGann. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Damien.
So what struck you watching that?
Oh, even listening to it again there now, Damien, is bringing a bit of a lump to my throat. I suppose the fact that the child, the emaciated child, being fed sugar and water, and have we become so uncaring in society that we can just look at that, forget it, and move on? And it gave me a very restless night. Look, I'm not a bleeding heart, or I'm not a campaigner or anything else, but when at the same time, there are sometimes something hits you, and that report of the father feeding his lovely daughter, but obviously very, very ill daughter, sugar and water. I said, good, can we do something? The next morning, I was just milking. It was still going around in my head. You know, it was still there, hit me very hard. And I was just watching the first rinse of the milking machine going down the drain, milky water. And I said, if we could only even harvest or harness all that we spill in this industry and get it to them. I know that's a crazy idea in one way, but then it just sort of kept coming around in my head, and it came around to the point that I said, if we could get the milk of one cow for a day from every dairy farmer in the country, and that's 16,000-17,000 dairy farmers, milk of a good cow, 30 litres, 500,000 litres, that would make 70 tonnes of whole milk powder. And whole milk powder is the first food of choice in the time of famine. And, you know, so how do we do it? And that's where it all started.
And so you set about organising that and putting the wheels in motion. How are you getting on, Mike?
Well, I knew that the co-ops are getting repeated pleas every week, every month. I was involved in it for years, and they're always getting appeals for aid or help. And I felt if I could start a sort of a bottom-up or a farmer-led campaign, that by the time it got to the boards of the co-ops, they were already aware of it and there was already a bit of a momentum. So I put it out on Twitter and Facebook and trying to harness social media for good rather than some of the other rubbish that's on it. But anyway, that's another day's work. And a number of great farmers retweeted it and resent it and forwarded it on. And a bit of momentum started. And in fairness, a few good board members got involved, and very proud of my own co-op, Lakeland, got involved very early on. And it's got to the stage whereby it's in front of the boards of some co-ops, and I got a call from two very significant ones last night that it's coming up on their agenda for the next meeting. And some already have decided to put it to their members. Would they donate the milk of a cow for a day? 10 euros, effectively, 30 litres of milk. And get it to ICOS, get it to the Irish Red Cross, and for famine relief in the Yemen. Now, you'd love if it was a whole milk powder, but look, if we get it to famine relief in the Yemen, that'd be a great achievement. And that's where it's at.
So you want dairy farmers listening to follow up on this with their co-op, and, you know, in either an opt-in or an opt-out scenario, that the money is deducted or the value of it. And it's sent then, as you said, to ICOS, who work with the Irish Red Cross. And if all was to go to plan, as you said, 500,000, am I right?
Or 70, half a million litres.
Half a million litres equivalent.
Which is about 70 okay. tons of milk.
And it's going well so far, Mike, but this is kind of a plea out there to dairy farmers just that are listening to maybe ask their co-op about this.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's got to the stage whereby some co-ops will be sending it out to for the farmers to opt in. Obviously, it would be great if they could get an opt-out, so less people will opt out than
opting in. Sure.
But we have a very caring industry. We're part of a brilliant industry. We get up in the middle of the night to save a calf. So why don't we maybe put a bit of effort into saving some little child like Salwa?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's really, really a great idea, Mike, and it can work with the buy-in of the farmers and the co-ops. And ordinary individuals listening to us now, if they want to help or get behind it, they mightn't have a cow, but they might want to help you. What can they do?
Thought of this, and I suppose the simplest way would be, I don't want to get involved in administration or set up a new charity or anything else. All of the mechanisms are in place. So if they go to the Red Cross website, get onto the www.redcross and Yemen Appeal,
right,
and donate. And I had a really great old friend last night rang me, and he's doing that today. So if we can, if non-farmers want to do it that way, but my main objective is to get all of the dairy farmers behind this, and if they could, please opt in if you have to. And don't opt out if otherwise.
All right. And the co-op board, there's people involved in those co-op boards as well, so they can certainly get behind it and get this thing right.
Good. Cases, and good. I think we're going to have all of the co-ops of the country.
Brilliant.
It looks like we're 100% behind, all the co-ops are behind it.
Fair play to you, Mike. It's a great idea. Thank you so much for that. And we'll keep in touch with you, and you keep in touch with us. And maybe you'll put up a tweet about this morning, and we'll retweet it for you out to our followers too, Mike.
Excellent. All right. Thanks for that, Damien.
Always good to talk to you. No, you're welcome. See you soon. Thanks very much. That's Mike McGann there in Killishy in County Longford. And as I said, he'll tweet something this morning now, and we'll retweet it out to our listeners. And we'll keep an eye on that story as it develops.